Hi, I'm Nance Van Winkle, and this is the Poetry Moment. I'm going to read a prose poem by Corey Van Landingham. This is from a series of prose poems that I came across in the Boston Review. They all start with the same two words as a title, and that is Reader, I. Reader, I wore the past around my neck like a pendant. There were empty metal chairs for the men no longer with us, and for once, euphemism seemed a good cloak. Our vowels were Roman, the color of my dress antique, diamonds from a great aunt I never knew, sapphires, blue. No, I wore nothing at my throat, except a belief that two syllables could save us. We were deepening. We stepped out of the designated day, flies hovering over our banquet of hot dogs, oiled chips, like stepping from a cooling bath. We emerged so into myth, skipped ahead to the eternal. I swear that's how we were portraying ourselves. We wrote each other letters, quoted Milton, that cavalier. Discarded our separate tragedies for one. The uncertain world before us. Sparta, even, for the good 10 years. Then I left my bouquet of thistles on the trolley. The frosting melted at a brief summer rain. Sad, molecular, a punch shifted in its cut crystal. We pictured already our children picturing us when we're dust. Plato, the desire and pursuit of the whole is called love. So we surrendered to happiness. Last, in our rented hall, I thought we might survive it. We pulled down the stringed lights. He held my dress's heavy beading above my head and recited a poem about Ohio, about sure decline, and how what's beautiful can kill us while I peed. That was Corey Van Landingham's poem, Reader, I. And I'm Nance Van Winkle.